Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
I entitled this Chasing Enlightenment because I think this is a trap that we all get caught in. And so I recently went with a friend of mine to shop for her daughter's birthday. And she had this long list of things that her daughter wanted. And also that she agreed that her daughter could have. And my friend also had another birthday assignment. And that was to, as her daughter said, surprise me. So my friend's daughter wanted at least one surprise. And as I heard these prerequisites, it struck me that this was a wonderful example of how we should approach our practice. There should be, of course, some direction in our sitting, a list, if you will, of how to sit, how to work with thoughts, what practice is all about. But also, we should sit and wait to be surprised. Sitting without any gaining idea, without knowing what will happen next, just wait to be surprised. And around the same time, I had come across a book that I had bought a number of years ago, which was entitled, Wanting Enlightenment is a Big Mistake. And in the first chapter of their book, there's an encounter between Sun San Nim, who was back in the 60s and 70s, a well-known Zen teacher, Korean, and he started what still exists, the Providence Zen Center. So a student asks Sun San, "What's enlightenment?" And Sun San replied, "Enlightenment is only a name." So if we chase a name or an idea of what enlightenment is, it's likely there won't be any surprises. Most Zen students, most students of Zen, come to practice waiting for what is sometimes known as the big enchilada, wanting enlightenment. And many students have read accounts of enlightenment, experiences of the mystics and Zen masters, so it's only natural to hear about these things and to think, hey, man, I want that. The result of this approach can be that we sit with some idea of enlightenment, some experience that we have read or heard about, wanting to get this experience for ourselves. But this is looking for some birthday present that we have asked for. If we sit in this way, there won't be any surprises. On the contrary, if we sit based on a desire for some preconceived experience, we'll end up unhappy and discouraged. So what if enlightenment is not what we think it is? What if it's not some big enchilada? Or as they say on Seinfeld, the big salad. Anybody familiar with Seinfeld? And the big salad episode? Oh well. I'm dating myself. See, here's age again. So what if it's not some big enchilada that's going to convert us into holy women or holy men, into mystics? Consider the words of Ryokan. The wind has settled, the blossoms have fallen. Birds sing, the mountains grow dark. This is the wondrous power of Zazen. How about the words of Panyun? My daily activities are not unusual. I'm just naturally in harmony with them, grasping nothing, discarding nothing, simply drawing water and carrying firewood. So to sit well, we must discard expectation and desire. We must allow ourselves to be surprised. We must wait to find out through direct experience, just like unwrapping a birthday present. In Zen, we say we don't practice to become enlightened. We practice because we are already enlightened. And we all know that Dogen said that. So for most of us, this is a surprise. It's akin to saying we don't wash the car because it's dirty. We wash the car because underneath the dirt, it's clean. And this is a subtly different perspective. We are not washing the car to gain cleanliness. We are washing the car to reveal its original clean state. And this is a surprising way to look at washing a car. The commentary to a koan number 7 Joshu washes his bowls, which is found in the Gateless Gate for the Mumin Khan, same book, which says, "It is too clear, and so it is hard to see. A dunce once searched for a fire with a lighted lantern. Had he known what fire was, he would have cooked his rice much sooner." Thank you.